does the voiceover on like half of the commercials on TV.
Yeah, he's so rich.
Yeah, he's rich as fuck.
Should we fucking
him and John Hamm? John Hamm does a lot of voice.
John Hamm's got a good ass voice though.
Yeah, great voice.
He's got a better voice than Jim.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
John Hamm.
Yeah,
that's not how he sounds.
John Hamm.
I could. I did him once or twice.
I'm John Hamm.
I think I could do John Hamm.
Do it.
I want to see the big redhead's titties.
I'd
from
like
Mad
to buy
Man.
The world a Coke.
Why would you? Why would you have sex with a man?
That's good. That's yeah. good. Yeah.
Why would you? Why would you insert your dick into another man's ass?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's not as good as mine, but it's close.
Why is he friends with like a lot of comics?
Why would a person be?
He
from
just was.
Did he do stand up?
I think he just liked comedy. He like before he was.
He just hang out.
Like before he was famous, he was like he played poker with like Doug Benson and shit. It's so weird.
He used to play strip poker with Doug Benson, and he fucked my ass.
Wait, he did? He fucked your own ass,
yes.
John?
I don't know. This guy's. If I listen to him, I'm pretty sure I can.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It's a little close. Too deep. It's a little like Bill from the fucking what's that shit? Bill, Buffalo Bill.
You're a little too deep.
No, it sounded like a little.
You're
like,
a little too deep.
A little
with your little Greek ass.
Now Silence of the Lambs. The
that's
fucking
what I said.
Ken Levine. Is that his name?
Dude, I'm the fucking Don Draper, dude.
Dude, that's good.
Why would you let someone molest you?
Don, dude. Damn, what a world that was, dude. Don Draper could just get so much pussy.
Old gold cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's not just for you. It's for the child inside of you that was molested. Old gold cigarettes, they're molested. And that's the campaign.
I love Don, it, you've Don. Done it again. Don, you son of a bitch. You fucking son of a bitch, you've done it again.
Damn. I feel like I can only do John Hamm if I got the headphones in.
Mm.
I'm gay. How is it? Is this him?
No, it sounds good. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah,
I know what you're doing.
A little too Obama-y.
Yeah, I'm Ron Schott.
I'm
gay.
Yeah, I'm Don Draper. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm gay.
I'm Colin Quinn. I'm gay.
Yeah. I'm Colin Quinn, and I'm gay. And I'm Ryan Schott.
I'm gay.
And I'm also Colin Quinn.
My name's Ryan Schott, the head of advertising. I'm gay.
Oh, that sounded like John Hamm? Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah.
Why?
I'm Ryan Schott.
Why would you be named Ryan Schott if you couldn't put your mouth on another man's penis? A man's dick isn't just a cock. It's an opportunity. It's something to aspire to. It's something that is inside of us all. Putting a dick inside of you. That's the campaign. I'm Ryan Schott, and I'm gay.
And I'm also Obama.
And I'm Barack Obama, and I'm gay.
Don, are you okay? Don, are you all right?
Don? Yeah. Don?
Don. Yeah.
He's just taking acid in his fucking room.
What are memories? Are they aspirational? What do memories mean to us? Does it mean being gay with another man?
The U Polaroid. Yeah. You can use them to take pictures of men you've just had anonymous gay sex with.
Pittsburgh doesn't make steel. They make gay men. Like Ryan Schott, who I am.
And I'm also Obama, and I'm also gay.
And I'm also Barack Obama.
A child that has yet to be born. A child whose teen mom is somewhere being down with a swirl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny calling people gay as different guys who are Barack Obama.
What the fuck is John Hamm up to, man? I feel like he should have been in like a big ass movie.
He
by
was
now.
In Baby Driver.
He does all the voiceovers for like Mercedes.
Yeah, he's
Benz.
On everything. Yeah, he's. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I know he's caked
Mercedes.
Up.
Mercedes. It's a car you can have gay sex in. The thing I love about a Mercedes is the amount of gay sex you can have. Why come to Bethlehem? What about Bethlehem is great? Possibly. The ability to have unlimited gay sex. Pittsburgh, the home of gay sex.
Imagine using seltzer as a dipping sauce. That would suck.
Imagine that. Wow. What do you... It would just be... That's such a crazy like water. Thing to
imagine.
Imagine
I'm imagining that
what?
Right now. What the hell? What the
the fuck? What's going on?
Stop, your imagination is incredible.
Dude, what's dream going on? To imagine. You guys dream, don't dream to imagine. Dream to that's imagine. Your problem.
Pontiac. Dream to imagine.
Nah, that's me, just, dude. Like, I'm like selling that for $1 million.
But let an idiot rewrite
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let me do. Let me be fucking.
What if
Don Draper?
Which something you could imagine, but can also dream. You're like, you've done it again, Don. Pontiac.
Hell yeah.
Dream to imagine.
Shouts out,
it's
John.
It's a car, but it's also a dream.
It is.
But it's also your imagination.
Imagination.
That childlike imagination.
Dude, I don't know what... This sounds great to me. This is better than most ads.
We all feel it.
Your John Hamm's gotten really good, dude.
Thank you.
I sat in a seltzer bath. They can. That's one of the things you could do at the onsen.
Oh, really?
It's carbonated water. They had hella shit,
how'd that
dude.
Feel like?
They had silk, whatever the fuck that means.
Silk
a silk
water?
Bath? Yeah. Oh, I sat in that shit.
Maybe silt.
Silk baths.
Maybe silt. I
dream them.
Like, or
you
salt.
Can imagine them also.
No, I think it was, they said silk.
What is silt?
It's my what? Dick.
Yeah. What is that word?
Silt.
It means my
is
dick.
That silt?
Look, it's simple. No,
it's rocks, bitch.
Silt.
Oh, yeah, it's rocks.
It's my dick.
Yeah, yeah, there
yeah,
we
you
go.
Know, silt. It's
silt.
Minerals.
It's my dick.
Yeah, it's like a mineral.
I think
bath.
It was a silk, S-I-L-K bath.
Maybe it's
let
just,
me look that up.
Whatever.
What's the problem with silt these days? No one knows what it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to educate people. We're just going to tell them what it is. Silt.
That's right.
It's my dick.
Silk Bath 2.0 is a ruthless physical exploration of what it means to be a Chinese Canadian after the citizenship paperwork is assigned.
Chinese, instead of Canadians, what if they were Get-brainians?
Don, you've done it again, kid.
Don, you've done it again.
I was working on the new campaign for the Canadian Tourism Board. I said to them, what if it was Get Brainians? They loved it. The next direction for the show, let's just say it's mainstream.
Yeah.
Not safe for work. Who determines that?
Mm-hmm.
I've
what
been
is work?
Raping secretaries for years in the store.
Yeah, on Pan Am. Uh-huh. On the air, on airlines.
Mike, you watched me rape a woman
yeah.
in this office.
Damn,
yeah,
remember?
this show
God
is safe
damn it,
for work.
Don, you've done it again.
That's all that guy says. Who is that guy?
I don't know. I don't,
this is the guy, one of those
an
guys.
Older marketing guy that just goes,
damn it,
damn
Don,
it, Don,
you've done it again.
You've done it again.
My fucking boy Don comes through. He's usually seen as NBA, what's the N stand for, campaign a couple years ago. We got more people to tune in after they desegregated the leagues than anybody. Don came in firing on all cylinders. I said, well, nobody's going to watch the NBA anymore. Sure, they're more talented, but they don't pick up on film.
So Don had the idea to light the arena.
Of course, you're not going to be able to tell who the players are. They all look exactly the same. But we lean in on that. We say, what does the N stand for?
Oh, but there was another
what
joke.
What does the B stand for?
There was another joke about...
What does the A stand for? It's the progression of names for African-Americans. N, we all know what that one is. B, black. A, African-American.
Whoa, Don,
the
ahead
NBA,
of his time.
The NBA represents progress.
Wow, that's beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. God damn it, Don.
Yeah.
You fucked my wife.
God damn it, Don, you've done it again. Progress, I like it. And we get to say the N-word.
I don't know, but I mean, I'd learned John Hamm by just saying, like,
why would you choose to be gay?
Yeah, that's
over
good.
And
yeah,
over
yeah,
again.
That's true.
If you had a choice.
Who put their dick in my ass?
If you had a choice to be gay or be with a woman, why would you make the choice to be gay? Yeah,
that's
choice
good.
Is what, like,
damn,
another 10-minute read.
Beautiful, though.
Yeah. Damn,
it's
I'm like Don Ass Draper over
you,
here.
You truly are, bro.
That's what people want out of a commercial. Is it for it to be 15 minutes long? People are tired of 30-second commercials. Why wouldn't you have a commercial that lasts an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Two
true.
Hours.
So true.